Wausau Championship Football, live on CJIC Radio. Brought to you by Stone's Office Supply, Air and Sea Travel, and DeBray Lumber. Now to Queen Elizabeth Field, here's George Genescu.
High school Trojans are here from North Bay to play the St. Mary's Knights from Sault Ste. Marie. Both teams in their first NASA championship ever. Frank Donnelly, Len Monaco, George Hill, all here ready to bring you the excitement and the color of a high school championship game. We'll be back for the kickoff in just 60 seconds.
You can win a free Transair flight.
The kickoff of Dan Castellani for St. Mary's goes down to the West Ferris Trojans 10-yard line. It's brought back by Dave Masson. But in bringing it back, the West Ferris Trojans were guilty of clipping, and that moves the ball back to about the 11-yard line. It's first down for the Trojans, and they hand off right up the middle, and St. Mary's right there to make the stop very quickly on Don DeShane, their fullback. And the West Ferris Trojans, Lenny seemed to me just to be a little bit smaller than St. Mary's.
Yes, but they seem very adept. They have a very fine coach in Duvall, and pardon me, and Randall, who was a great quarterback at McMaster.
Second down, up the middle they go once again, and that moves the ball to about the 15-yard, and just going to be short of the first down. It'll be third down for West Ferris. Play just underway in the first quarter. We'll run down their lineup for you. At the left end, they've got Dan Mulligan. Left tackle, Tom Tucker. At the left guard spot, Emerald Carlson. At center, Kim Allen. At the right guard, John Thompson, Ken Booth at right tackle, and Wayne Davis at the right end spot. And on that wide sweep to the right, the Ferris Trojans pick up a first down and move the ball to the 26-yard line. Dave Masson carrying that ball from his right half spot. So it's first down now for West Ferris, and they take over on their own 27-yard line. And they run with two setbacks. The handoff goes to number 27, 22, and that's Chris Grange. And he moves it up to about the 36. And that is a gain of 8 yards on the play. It'll be second down and two.
He seems to be moving the ball real well, Frank, for early in the ball game. They seem to come off the ball real well. They have a little bit of different formation.
This time the handoff goes to Forsyth around the right end, and Forsyth cuts up inside the end spot. He stopped at the 41, but he's got the first down for West Ferris, and they seem to run a little like St. Mary's, very quick, and seem to hit pretty hard.
Yes, they've run identical formation to what Cora ran last week with the two backs and the split flankers, so it's not a new formation for them to see, but the two backs are very, very quick. They're reputed to be two of the best in the North Bay area.
In their backfield, they got Evans, Granger, DeShane, and Forsyth. And this time, the handoff up the middle, and that's to Granger. And he gets about 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go for West Ferris Trojans.
Starting deception early, Frank, with the counter up the middle, trying to get the line to move with the flow of the backs.
They defeated the McDonald Carche team out of Sudbury by a very convincing score. Flankers to either side, and the handoff goes to Forsyth. Forsyth around the right end, gets some running room, and he's finally brought down just short of the first down, about the 50-yard line. And it'll depend where they spot this ball as to whether it's a first down or not.
Forsyth seems to have very quick feet going around that corner, jitterbugging and cutting up hit the line at 90 degrees. He seems to know what he wants to do with that ball.
Third down and about a foot to go for the West Ferris Trojans. Flankers to the side. They've got DeShane and Granger as the setbacks. The handoff goes to Forsyth. Forsyth off right tackle. He's going to take a loss on that play back to about the 47. And that will make fourth down and about a yard and a half to go for the West Ferris Trojans. And as they're checking the chains, we'll be back to Queen Elizabeth Field in just a moment. The West Ferris Trojans are just shy of the first down. It's fourth and about A foot to go for the first down. They've made substitutions. We'll see what they decide to go. They're going for the first down. Double flanker to the left side. Two setbacks. A handoff up the middle. It looks like they've got it over the 50. Referee Ron Urain signals first down, West Ferris. And that's a bit of a gamble, but Lenny, I think a wise one at this stage.
Oh, yes. They had a little momentum going. They started from their own 10, and they're now up to their own 51. And they have the momentum going. Why not go this early for Miguel gambling?
Led out by their center, Kim Allen. Evans, the quarterback, hands off to the flanker, Seville, and he's dropped for a big loss. And that's back on about the 46-yard line. So St. Mary's defense very quick in pursuit on that wide sweep by the flanker, Jim Seville. And so the loss is 7, and it's going to be second down and 17.
It's been noted by one of our astute observers here, Frank, that the plays seem to be coming in from the bench. 28 and 7 are alternating and bringing the plays in for the quarterback.
Second down, 17. Pitch out to the left side, goes to Granger, and Granger is dumped back on the 43. That'll be an additional loss. It'll be 3rd and 20.
Very good reaction on that play. The corner came in very quickly to cut him down. I think the St. Mary's may have had a little bit of the jitters. They might be settling down. Their tackling wasn't crisp on the first few plays. They were arm tackling, weren't hitting hard, and I think that they are a bit nervous their first time in NASA competition.
And when you meet a club for the first time, regardless of NASA or not, you've got to feel them out a little bit, and they're going to be able to do some things. And St. Mary's is going to have that advantage. Here's a counter play. Coming back to this side, and they get one block, two blocks, and they bring it up to the 50-yard line. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. That was DeShane, the ball carrier, on the counter play. Now they're faced with 4th and 1 once again.
Three men in there early, but they were all anxious to turn the play inside and not make the tackle. Instead of one man sacrificing himself and turn the play inside, all three did that time. And now we're going to see a bit of a pattern here. Maybe we're going to see their kicker for the first time. They're on the 50. It would be a good place to kick the ball, Frank.
Well, quarterback Evans leaves the ball game, and coming in to do the punting is number 10, Tom Tucker, and he's the left tackle on offense. A bad snap. He cuts outside. He's going to run it. He gets two blocks. He gets back to the 50, and he's up very close to the first down. It'll depend whether the official spot the ball. I think he may have it. A broken play, and Tucker gets the ball to about the 47. It should be. From where we stand, just about a first down. And the officials move the yardsticks. First down, West Ferris.
Bad break for St. Mary's. They had everyone, two men going in on the right side and two men going on the left side to block the punt. And everyone else was going back. And he got around the corner and turned it into a first down.
So they retain the momentum. As Evans gives off on the right side to Forsyth, and Forsyth, cutting off tackle, gets up to about the 43-yard line. That's a gain of at least 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6.
This seems to be a good ball team, Frank. There's no doubt about it. They seem to come here to play football and seem very dedicated. I'm nervous about this ball game. I think a lot of other people are, too.
Well, I think the talk basically was that this would be the most closely contested NASA that we've had for a while. Two flankers to the left, handoff. Kevins keeps it and cuts back, and he gets up 3 more yards to about the 38, where it'll be 3rd down and 2 or 3 yards to go for West Ferris. The Trojans are in green and white. St. Mary's are in maroon and white.
St. Mary's don't seem to have changed their defensive pattern. They're in their basic 4-5 or 5-3. And right now, they seem to be not tackling too well. They seem to be grabbing and clutching at the ball players instead of putting the old shoulder into them.
St. Mary's injury on that play, and coming out of the ball game is Brian Sullivan. And replacing him is John Bruno. He plays offensive halfback and is now going in on defense. 8 minutes remaining in the first quarter, no score in the ball game. West Ferris have had the ball since the opening kickoff, and that means they've retained possession for approximately 7 minutes. And they now have a 3rd down and 2 yards to go on the St. Mary's 39-yard line. Led out by Allen, their center. double flanker to the left. And that is Duchesne and Seville. Hand off on the right side, and I think the West Ferris Trojans have another first down.
They've got a good drive going here. They're not doing anything too fancy. They seem to be going straight ahead when they need the key yards, and off the right side, their right side, when they want to break that number 24 loose in Masson, and they seem to be getting the momentum that they require.
This will require another measurement. And it is fourth down by 3 inches.
Fourth down, less than a yard.
So the West Ferris Trojans obviously will gamble on this one.
Quite obviously, Wayne Evans will use the quarterback sneak. But every play is coming in from the bench. Coach Randall, I guess, trying to take the pressure off Evans and do some of the calling himself. Or all the calling, I should say.
Chris Parks and David McMillan have been bringing those plays in from the bench, from coaches Atchison, Burnett, and Randall.
Again, the quarterback has gone out of the ball game.
Now the officials on the far side trying to either get the fans off the field or do something. There seems to be a problem on the far side of the field, and the officials checking with Wes Ferris and moving some of the fans from the sidelines back into the bleachers and behind the fence which separates the playing field from the bleachers. Fourth down and about 3 inches to go for the first down. West Ferris in possession on the St. Mary's 37-yard line. They've engineered this march from the opening kickoff from their own 15-yard line. Double flanker left, Seville and Duchesne. Evans gives off to Grange on the right-hand side, and he has the first down as he moves the ball to the St. Mary's 35-yard line.
Brian Sullivan back in the ball game, and Bruno out. I guess Sullivan was okay. He's hurt his right leg. They call that their Irish corner, Frank, with McIntyre and Sullivan, as we were told today by Pat Nardini.
Wes Ferris have engineered this thing, Lenny, that far and that many plays without a mistake so far.
Yes, and without a pass, too.
Here's the counterplay coming back to the near side. A flag goes down. And it would appear to be illegal procedure against Wes Ferris.
Yes.
Play gained a yard or so. We'll see whether the St. Mary's Knights elect to accept or move the ball back to about the 40-yard line.
This team from West Ferris seems to handle the ball real well. There's not too much fooling around back there. They seem to execute really well on the line. They don't seem to be doing anything fancy, just straight drive blocking. They haven't pulled the guard yet.
And they seem to be very well drilled in fundamentals. Split flankers this time with Seville to the left side as a slot back. He goes in motion, handoff, and a flag goes down.
Fumble.
There's a fumble on the play, but I believe it was recovered by Wes Ferris.
Again.
Illegal procedure against Wes Ferris once again.
Pat Nardini's on the sideline here signaling to decline the penalty and turn the down box, and it seems to be would be a good idea right now.
I don't think there's any question about that. That would make it second and about 18 yards to go for the first down. And I believe St. Mary's have a fairly distinctive wind advantage at this point.
Yes, the wind's really gusting up here, and the fans a little while ago, I don't know whether they were stamping their feet to keep warm or to cheer the Knights on.
So it's second down and 18 yards to go for the West Ferris Trojans, led out by Kim Allen. And the handoff goes to Grange. He comes wide to the left side, and Grange is tackled on the 40-yard line. Good tackle put on him by Dave Farah of the St. Mary's Knights, and it'll be third down and 15.
He hurtled right over Red Nelson. Red Nelson came in from his corner spot, tried to turn the play inside, and he hurtled himself right over him.
Grange has quite a head of hair on him, yeah. Lenny. Even though he's got a helmet on, it still flows behind
blowing
him.
Blonde locks, Frank.
Like a horse's mane as he's running through that line. Both flankers to the right-hand side this time. And Evans gives on the counter play. Back coming is Grange off tackle, and he's going to be downed at the 38-yard line. Fourth down for West Ferris.
Well, now they're going to have to kick the ball, go for the single, but they have the win against them right now. They're on their own, St. Mary's Knights 37-yard line. And now maybe this time we'll get a chance to see if Tom Tucker can kick that ball.
20 plays the West Ferris Trojans ran without a mistake, other than the penalties that they just got recently. So Tucker from the St. Mary's 47, a flag goes down, a high floating punt drops, picked up by St. Mary's, and boy, were they lucky.
Boy, Francis Hennessy came in there just flying, and he had a full head of steam. That ball bounced up, hit him in the chest, and then he picked it out of the air. A very, very lucky play, I think, in a sense. He really gambled.
I'd be tempted to accept this penalty, Len. They've got the ball. St. Mary's had the ball in the 24, granted. But they could move it back to the 48 or 45-yard line and have them kick it over once again. As they're making that decision, we'll go back to the station and return in just a moment. And the St. Mary's Knights have declined the penalty, and they decided to accept the ball on their own 24-yard line. And so their first time on offense. And Sam Kalitza, the quarterback, and they're running from the wishbone in their regular formation. Hand off to Bruno. Bruno gets some running room. Bruno may be gone on the first play. Bruno is at the 50, the 40. He's going to be chased, and he's going to be dragged down on the 20-yard line by number 29, Deshane, and a flag goes down.
That was an unbelievable play. Just like a quick opener off the left side, and he just busted it. Good speed by that defensive back who picked him up.
That was Deshane. He also runs offensive for them, but Bruno, just on a quick opener, bounced out of that left side, and he was gone, and he was gone all the way, except that Deshane was able to catch up to him, and pretty easily.
I'm sure hoping that they can put this ball in this series of downs and take some of the steam out of that West Ferris team. They play their linebackers very tight, Frank, and very, very crouched low.
That was a 66-yard run by Bruno. They run the same play once again. This time he's dragged down after a gain of 4 yards. Bruno takes it down to the 15. Running down their offensive lineup, it looks pretty familiar. They've got McIntyre, Primo, Furak, Farah at the center spot, DeLabio at right guard, Mike Young at right tackle, and Jerome Morissette at the right end spot. They've got Nero, Zielinski, Jones, and Bruno the backs, and of course, Sam Kalitza the quarterback. Wishbone once again, this time to give us to Harris. Zielinski gets some running room. He's down to about the 4 yard line. Harry Zielinski, and a flag goes down.
Right on, and number 21 seems to be pulling at Zielinski's face mask, or gouging it, as I don't like to say that, but he had his hand in his face mask anyway, Frank.
That'll move the ball half the distance to the goal line and put it at about the 3 with first down for St. Mary's and goal to go.
I guess I better not hold back anymore. I'm really getting the old jabs in the back here.
If you want to live, say it.
Yeah.
Say it like it is.
Yeah.
Be gouged and be gouged. Handoff on the left side this time by St. Mary's is short of the touchdown, but it moves the ball to about the 1 yard line. Dave Furr making the tackle for the. Making that tackle was Don Deshane for the West Ferris Trojans.
Second down, goal to goal for St.
Mary's. So it's second down and goal.
Julian Jones, Frank, watch this.
Oh, no.
Give us to Zielinski. He's into the end zone. Off right tackle with no sweat. There was nobody there to handle him whatsoever. And Zielinski puts 6 on the board for the St. Mary's Knights with 3:44 to go in the first quarter.
That's a deceptive quarterback into that, Sam Kalitza. Send his back one way, hands back to Zielinski. Beautiful job on the right side of that line by John DeLabio and Mike Young, straight off the right guard spot. Beautiful.
Dan Castellani will attempt the convert, and Zielinski will hold. Good snap, the ball is down, it's up, it looks good, and it is.
Well, that's a relief to me, Frank, to see that score on the board in their first series of plays. Their offense seems to be moving. If they can get their defense straightened out, I think that they should have this ball game under control.
They scored that touchdown on five plays, and of course, the big one was the 66-yard run of John Bruno running on the first play from scrimmage for the St. Mary's Knights.
Yes, and Wes Ferris ran the ball 20 times and failed to score. I hope that that's going to be the pattern of play. Let them run take the short gains. And, you know, as I was always taught by yourself and Mr. Tipton and Mr. Milliken, that you can't keep running that ball control all the time without making a few mistakes.
Well, you've got to make mistakes. If you give them the short gain and keep them and postpone them and delay them, the mistakes are going to come. Castellani's kickoff comes down to West Ferris at the 25, to the 30, the 35, and they're back to the 40. Oh. And they go to the 40, the 50. And he's up to midfield. He almost gets away. He's at the St. Mary's 51-yard line. And that was number 25, Brian Van Mierlo. Ron Primo making the tackle for the St. Mary's Knights. And a good run back by Wes Ferris. Castellani hurt on the play. Looks like he's holding his right hand or wrist.
Well, I think it's his shoulder, Frank. He has very bad shoulders. He tried to go in there and make that tackle, and his shoulders are very, very bad, and he tried to make a saving tackle, and he may have hurt his shoulder again. Greg Hands really made the saving tackle on it. Primo made the covering tackle, but Greg Hands was in there and grabbed him by the boot tops, and he looked like he might have been going all the way.
Castellan, he was smart. He'd pick up that tee like Chester Marco and head for the sidelines once he kicks the ball.
He's a pretty valuable man in there.
Here's now, Seville on the flanker coming wide to this side, and a great defensive tackle is made by Morrison of the St. Mary's Knights. And he made about a yard and a half. Give him two on that play. It moves the ball to the 50-yard line of the St. Mary's, in the St. Mary's end.
Looks like Marty Furek come out of the ballgame. He has a few equipment problems right now. And Julian Jones goes in there at a defensive tackle spot.
Could we have some more Mrs. Monica's coffee?
Yeah. Magic coffee, all right. Oh, double reverse.
Here's a counter play going back to the far side to DeShane. He cuts back to the middle. He gets two blocks, three blocks, but he gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. That counterplay bellied deep into their own backfield for 10 yards.
Boy, a fantastic block thrown on Ronnie Primo by number 55, Kenny South. He caught it, blindsided him, and took him down, but Primo was quick to get up. Furek back in the ballgame, Julian Jones out.
2 minutes, 14 seconds remain in the first quarter with St. Mary's out in front, 7-0. And they have the advantage of a strong win, and there's a great tackle. That ball was taken by Forsyth. He was dropped on the 53.
Marty Furek making that tackle, getting back into the ball game, busting over his left guard spot and making a tackle in the backfield.
So the Trojans from North Bay are faced with fourth down and about 12 yards to go for the first down, and they're in a punting situation.
I hope this fellow Rhodes leaves pretty soon. He's making all kinds of predictions, and he's right. It's not too often it happens.
You should have been with him for the number of years I was.
He never was right, was he?
A poor punt, and it comes down to St. Mary's on their own 34.
Again, Hennessy scooping that ball up and making a very daring but could be costly play trying to scoop that ball up on those punts, Frank.
Particularly, Lenny, with the temperature the way it is and the wind as well. If you look down at that streamer on the right-hand side of us, you'll see it straight out in the air. Not 1 minute, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. St. Mary's, for their second offensive thrust, will start from their own 35-yard line. Here's Kalitza with men in motion. Gives on the right side to Jones. He takes it up to the 39.
It's going to drive me crazy. Julian Jones straight up ahead on their favorite play off the right or left guard. Just slashing straight ahead. The line of West Ferris seems to be playing a waiting game, trying to read the blocks. And I don't think it's going to help them against St. Mary's. The only drive block anyway.
Nero flanks to the right side, give to Jones on left tackle spot. Jones gets some running room to the 44. And that will be about a yard short of a first down, third down for St. Mary's.
St. Mary's are hustling. They're running in out of the huddle. They've got a lot of fire, a lot of enthusiasm. They want this game very badly to to duplicate the feat of their junior team today, 13-7, Frank over Cora Colt's junior team.
I had heard that score, and congratulations to the St. Mary's Junior Ball Club. Third down, a yard to go for St. Mary's. Give to Jones off left guard. Jones takes it to the 49. Oh. And he bowled three tacklers over with him, and in particular, he dragged with him Claude LaBelle. He put his head down and just knocked LaBelle back about 3 yards.
Yes, and LaBelle fell on him. Looked like a late hit, but he fell on him, and Julian will take the first down rather than retaliate.
John Bruno ran off right tackle for 12 yards and moved the ball to the West Ferris 48-yard line. It's once again a first down for the Knights. Sam Kalitza has Zielinski in motion, gives to Jones. Jones busts through the left side of that line. Some great blocking by McIntyre, Primo, and Furek, and he moves the ball to the 34, a gain of 13 yards.
The last man, Barry Berger, number 30, for the West Ferris Trojans, just made a saving tackle again there, Frank. They seem to be just hitting him with those quick hitters and popping those backs loose.
Nero, this time to the left side. As the ball is right on the 35, pitch out goes to Zielinski, cuts behind his blocking, gets some running room. Zielinski, 35, he's at the 20. And Zielinski has enough for the first down. He picked up another 13 yards, and St. Mary's are starting to grind it out. Zielinski is hurt.
We didn't see what happened on that play, Frank.
Side to Jones, and Jones takes it to about the 18.
Chuck Tadish are in to replace Zielinski. This is the benefit of the game that the Knights had against Elliott Lake, where they're able to use their second string or backup people and give them the experience. Now Chuck Tadisher comes in here, and he doesn't feel awkward in there. He feels like part of that backfield.
So they've got Tadisher, Bruno, and Jones as their setbacks in the wishbone. And Kalitza gives to Jones, or Bruno rather, off left guard. That's the one he went all the way on before. And he moves it to the 13-yard line. John Bruno, tackle made by Jim Seville of the West Ferris Trojans, and that will be short of the first down by a yard and a half.
They're on the 12-yard line. There you got second, third, pardon me, and two. I think they'll stay with those quick openers.
West Ferris has an injured player now, down on one knee, and they require some help from their sidelines.
It's nice from a standpoint, Frank, to be able to do a ball game and cheer for your own team. It's difficult sometimes when you're trying to remain on the fence, more so to speak, and when you have two local teams, you do have mixed emotions.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Lenny. Everybody in this ballpark, except for the fans that come up from North Bay, are going for the St. Mary's Knights, and everybody in here is, and I agree with you. It certainly makes it a little easier to do.
Most certainly sure. Zielinski back in the ballgame, so he couldn't have been hurt that badly.
Nero, flanked to the left side. In motion goes Bruno, the handoff to Jones. He takes it down to about the 8-yard line.
Knights so very aggressive on that ball.
Right, and that's a first down for St. Mary's, and they're starting to grind it out, and I don't think there's any question right now as to who's in control.
Let's put seven more on the board and breathe a little easier, Frank.
Nero out to the right side. As Kalitza checks the defense, which seems to be a 5-4. The give is to Jones. He takes it to the one. The flag goes down offside against West Ferris. Now, that ball was spotted on the 9. I think they'll probably decline the penalty and accept the yardage. However, they can get a first down again on about the 4.5.
Well, I don't know. I'd be inclined to keep the ball right there.
Second down, a goal to go, with a yard to go.
With the way they're blocking in there on the inside of that line in particular, from Ronnie Primo right over to Mike Young, I'd feel quite confident. Oh, and apparently he decided to take the first down.
So they move the ball out to the 4-yard line instead of the 1, and that gains them a down. It would have been second. Now it's first. And the officials whistle time in. And Kalitza now has 4 cracks from the 4. Zielinski in motion.
Oh.
Hand off and into the end zone. Goes John Bruno off left guard, and good deception at St. Mary's backfield, Lenny.
And good blocking. When you see the ball here in the end zone, you look back and you have a trail of of green jerseys behind him. It looks very good.
And Castellani into the ball game now to attempt the convert. And as John Rhodes pointed out, he's got his right arm in a sling. And that's the kind of devotion that these young men have for this game. The snap is good. The ball is down and up and kicked. And it's good. And there's a flag. And I believe we have maybe a roughing call against the... That's it. West Ferris are guilty of roughing against Dave Masson. And so that'll be put on to the kickoff, and the Knights will get the advantage of that. And as they get ready for that, for the St. Mary's Knights from the 50-yard line of the West Ferris Trojans. High end over end, coming down to the 15. It bounces behind number 22, Granger. And Granger, flag goes down up to the 15. He's back to the 20, the 25. And Granger brings it up to the 34-yard line, and another flag goes down. It's elbowing. So we've got a couple of flags down, and the officials will have to get together to figure out winning, and they just aren't.
That's right. But they'll never win like that, Frank. You have to be disciplined to win.
No question about that, Lenny. You've got to come down to find out what you're up against, and if you think that they're too tough, you got to go back and get ready for next year.
Right. Julian Jones.
Jones on the right side, off tackle, takes it into the end zone for St. Mary's. Castellani comes into the ball game for the convert, and that makes the score read 20-0 in favor of St. Mary's with lots of time yet to go in the ball game.
That was just a straight dive play again off the right tackle. They haven't done anything fancy. The St. Mary's has stuck pretty well to their game plan to use a regular type of offense.
Castellani gets set. Snap is good. The ball is up and through the upper.